Welcome back to the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, a conversation on Homeland Security, with Admiral Thad Allen, Commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard, and John Morton, Assistant Secretary, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Here's Admiral Allen on the future of the U.S. Coast Guard.
Well, it really relates to repositioning the service to be more flexible and agile in our current operating environment. The modernization that we're going through right now is not intended to achieve a specific goal, although there's a set of objectives. It has to do with maintenance and logistics, command and control, finance, and so forth. Those are only the work items at hand. What I'm really trying to do is create a change-centric organization that continually adapts to its environment. And that really is a much more daunting task than it would appear. You can go through a work list and complete it, but to take an organization and say, we're going to change how we think, how we act, how we interact with our environment, and fundamentally change our business processes is really what we're doing right now. If there was any legacy that I would like to have in the Coast Guard, it would be that we moved substantially towards creating a Coast Guard that was capable of sensing changes in demand signal and reacting to that and being proactive and out in front and not dealing with latent indicators that need us to realign our resources and do what this country needs us to do.
John Morton, Assistant Secretary at ICE, discusses the future of his agency.
Well, the big challenge out there right now is obviously comprehensive immigration reform. And the president is committed to it. The secretary is committed to it. I'm committed to it. We'll see how that plays out. There are many different actors. There are difficult issues. There are a lot of competing interests that need to be considered, but that is going to be an important barometer for the future. I think in more narrow terms for ICE, the future is bright. You have a young agency that went through a difficult transition where the parts of two different agencies were merged into one. We have really turned the corner. The glass is half full. We have exciting responsibilities. Our mission is a good mission. I have traveled a lot in my time as Assistant Secretary, and I can't tell you how pleased I am every time I go somewhere. We just have good people working for our agency, and as a career employee, I really like to see that. So I'm excited. The challenge for us is we've got a lot of good work out there. We need to make sure that we're focusing first and foremost on the priority areas that need to be addressed, and we need to do it professionally. We need to do it in a way that is transparent. We need to help educate the public that about what ICE really is and does. There is a tendency to view ICE in terms of the articles, on the front page of the New York Times or the Washington Post, and those tend to focus on the more difficult parts of immigration enforcement, and that tends to dominate the public focus and the media focus. When ICE, as we said before, is the second largest criminal investigative agency in the country. It's investigating, money laundering, narcotics investigations, going after the cartels, gun trafficking, sex trafficking, child exploitation, alien smugglers, and on a huge scale, 6,500 special agents out there trying to protect the American public every day. You don't see as much of that in the paper as you should. That's part of my job, is to let people know what a good organization they have in ICE, that their tax dollars are being well spent and spent on things that are important to this country and need to be done and done well.
Both leaders we spoke to have a clear passion for public service. First up, here's Admiral Allen.
Well, for public service and the Coast Guard in particular, I think there are a couple of things. First of all, in public service, you have to have a propensity to serve. That may sound like a trite statement, but you have to have an orientation where the satisfaction you're going to get in life moves beyond just the salary, which is always going to be modest in public service, but extends to something where the psychic income you're getting is because you're attached to something that's much larger than yourself. That's not to say you can't do that in the private sector. But particularly in the Coast Guard, it only takes one time reaching down to that hand that's sticking out of the water and pulling that person onto a boat, and you're pretty much hooked at that point on our mission set. running the gamut from law enforcement to search and rescue and what we call all threats and all hazards. The profile of our mission set added to a predisposition for public service really is a significant draw. We've had a couple of really good years in recruiting. People really want to get in the Coast Guard because they understand this notion of public service and being connected to something larger than yourself, and then moving that into a maritime environment with a propensity to operate on the water and having liking to be on the water, I think is very, very important. You put those two together, the Coast Guard makes a very, very, very attractive career. I didn't think I was going to stay in. I was going to do my 5 years and get out. I just kind of kept hanging around, and you never know what's going to happen. But, well, you hang around because of the mission, and it doesn't take too many of those successful search and rescue cases. And even the ones that don't come out the way you want to, when you talk to families that are putting so much on the line in hopes that you will be able to do something and create the art of possible where none exists for their family, it doesn't take too much of that to hook you.
And here's John Morton.
If you want to get rich, look somewhere else. But if you want a lifelong reward, I would think about public service. I have found it so personally satisfying to work on behalf of the United States. It's just a lot easier to get up every day and to know that you're trying to advance the common cause. I think that's particularly true in law enforcement, where your job is public safety. And I'm extremely excited to be the assistant secretary. That's what our job is. When I was a federal prosecutor, there was no greater honor than getting up in court and announcing that I represented the United States. And the truth of the matter is, you do represent the United States. You really do represent the United States. And you're putting people in jail. And that's good work, but it's also awesome work. I mean, your actions lead to somebody going to jail. So I think, you know, the way to look at government service is a great honor and privilege. I feel so fortunate to have had the opportunities to do what I've done, to have the job that I've done. And there's no other place you can get that but in the federal government. And it also, I think one of the beauties of it is that you don't have to represent a particular interest to an extreme. You get to do, to try to do what's right. As a government employee, balance perspective is critical. Trying to reach the common good is critical. You're not an extreme advocate. Your job is to try to get it right. And that's a very rewarding and satisfying position to be in.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, a conversation on Homeland Security with Admiral Thad Allen, Commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard, and John Morton, Assistant Secretary, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. Thank you for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.